This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 26th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. England continues with the persecution of Christians, with an arrest of an African man who was sharing the Word of God at London Southgate Underground train station. The arrest was caught on video and has been viewed 2,200,000 times on Twitter. We've got a link to it in our transcript today at theworldview.com.
What are you doing here?
I am preaching.
You are preaching.
I'm going to require you to go away.
You can never.
Okay, then I will arrest you for a breach of peace.
Plain and simple.
What? Breach of peace.
It's what you're doing at the moment. You're causing problems, you're disturbing people's days, and you're breaching their peace.
If you won't go away voluntarily, you will have to arrest
I
you.
I will not go away. Because I need to tell them the truth. Because Jesus is on the way. The truth. Jesus is on the way. The truth. And the life.
And nobody wants to listen to that. They want you to go away.
Anglican clergymen and others are asking for an apology from the police. Jesus said in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act failed in the U.S. Senate last night thanks to opposition from 44 Democrats who advocated strongly for infanticide, reports LifeNews.com. Democrats blocked the vote on a delay tactic in order to allow babies to die by exposure. Every Republican senator except for one voted to end the filibuster, along with Democrats Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, and Doug Jones of Alabama, while all other Democrats voted against the bill. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who supports abortion, did not vote, hurting the effort to collect the 60 votes necessary. Pro-life Republican Senators Tim Scott and Kevin Cramer were unable to attend the vote due to flight delays, but would have voted to support the bill. President Trump noted that, quote, "This will be remembered as one of the most shocking votes in the history of Congress. If there is one thing we should all agree on, it's protecting the lives of innocent babies," end quote. We cry out with the psalmist in Psalm 94, verses 3 and 6. "Lord, how long will the wicked? How long will the wicked triumph? They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless." The U.S. Supreme Court has put a halt on unlawful seizures conducted by state governments in a decision that came down late last week. The High Court ruled that the Eighth Amendment protection against excessive fines applies to states as well as to the federal government. Commentator Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, noted that this is a, quote, "welcome and long overdue ruling," end quote, reports Sunshine State News. States have used seizures and confiscation of private property that had nothing to do with criminal actions for many years. Citizens have had little power or financial resources to fight back against the confiscations. Today, President Donald Trump is in Hanoi, Vietnam, conducting a second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. On Sunday, the president noted that he has a very, very good relationship with the dictator. Christians are hoping the president will pressure the North Korean government on human rights issues. Open Doors reports that since last June's summit with the North Korean dictator, quote, "border control has been tightened. Harsher punishments have been introduced for North Korean citizens who are repatriated from China. And there has been an increased effort by the North Korean government to eliminate Christian evangelism," end quote. A Texas federal judge has ruled the male-only military draft unconstitutional. This is the first major legal challenge since the Supreme Court approved of the male-only draft in 1981. A national commission is now reconsidering the male-only draft. The commission chairman Joe Heck told USA Today, quote, "I don't think we will remain with the status quo," end quote. Also in 2015, the Pentagon removed all restrictions for women in combat, preparing the way for a female draft. The Roman Catholic Pope's abuse summit ended Sunday. German Cardinal Reinhold Marx admitted that the church had destroyed files on child sexual abuse, which led to more children being abused, quote, "in no small measure," end quote. Pope Francis concluded the summit by encouraging the Catholic Church to a, quote, change of mentality, end quote, focusing on protecting children rather than, quote, protecting the institution, end quote. He also committed the church to ensure that seminarians and clergy are not enslaved to an addiction to pornography and to combat sexual tourism around the world. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held an 8-day evangelistic campaign to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with over 100,000 people in the Philippines. Will Graham, the grandson of evangelist Billy Graham, told the crowds, quote, Jesus, the Son of God, came for one reason, to transform your life by dying on the cross for your sin and my sin. The cross is the most significant event in human history. It can change your life tonight, end quote. Meanwhile, the kingdom of Christ Jesus is moving forward on Mindoro, a tourist island to the south of the main island of the Philippines. Kevin Swanson teamed up with his brother Tim, a missionary in the Philippines, at a conference held on Mindoro for some 70 pastors and Christian leaders there.
Between 60 and 70 people were in attendance, mostly pastors and ministry workers, husbands and wives, and some singles. The conference itself had times of prayer, had times of speaking, and also times of fellowship. The conference, we saw pastors come, and throughout the day, we could see light growing and hope growing in different people's faces. Through the prayer times, we could see some people opening up and growing.
Tim Swanson shared that the feedback was incredible.
The feedback we received on the conference was that it's really great to hear from Kevin how local elders can work with sticky issues, marriage and family, using the Bible. And also that people want more of it. It was really helpful for their daily marriages, as leaders, as Christians. The unity was really great to see. The Holy Spirit was there. He was working through all these different individuals in the context of this seminar. And the unity between about 20 different churches across denominational lines. Really great to see pastors and leaders growing together in unity. And we're really thankful to have Kevin Swanson here.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.